Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah 4-5, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of a husband canceling his wife's Naziris through Hafara. And the question that our Mishnah wants to answer is, at what point is it too late in the process? Meaning she's already kind of done with things, perhaps, and therefore it's too late for him to cancel her nether anymore of Naziris. So to understand this Mishnah, we need to have two points of background. The first is the Hafara itself, the cancellation from a husband, could happen for one of two reasons. He can either cancel her nether of Naziris because, A, it's called Inui Nefesh, some kind of self-abnegation, self-affliction, where she's restricted from some bodily pleasure which is now causing her to suffer, which certainly is the case when it comes to Naziris, because the Nazir can't drink wine. So if a woman is a Nazira, so then since she is got a nether Naziris commitment that restricts her from drinking wine, the husband could say, no, I'm going to cancel that because of Inui Nefesh. The other reason why a husband could cancel his wife's Nadarim in general, and Naziris as well, is something which is a Davar Shebeinu Leveinah, something which comes between him and her, in terms of their relationship. And there are some differences, depending on which of those two types of reasons he uses for canceling her vow. Whatever the case is, if a woman takes on a neder, and that neder doesn't involve either Inu Nefesh or someone which is gets in the way of their relationship, so then he isn't able to cancel her vow. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, just, and this is much more relevant to the global picture of how to understand Naziris, the Nazir ends up bringing a special set of korbanos offerings, as well as cutting his hair or her hair, in two different scenarios. One is called Tiglachas HaTahara, which is the concluding procedure when the Nazir has fulfilled their commitment, and now they're wrapping things up before turning to normal life. And one's called Tiglachas HaTuma, which is the procedure done if the Nazir is exposed to Tumas Meis, corpse Tuma, in the middle of their process. Let's just walk through those together. So Tiglachas Tahara means, Tiglachas HaTahara means the haircutting of purity. Whatever the translation is, it's not just about the haircutting. It includes the entire concluding procedure of the Nazir, which is just summed up in that expression, Tiglachas HaTahara. So what does that mean? That means that once the Nazir, who committed, let's say, for a 30-day Naziris, completes their 30 days, so what do? They have to bring special korbanos. There are three of those korbanos. You said they're already in the last mission and so on. You have the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlamim, okay, as well as the loaves of bread that go with the Shlamim, the 20 loaves. So and then the shlum has a special procedure, as we said, which means that it gets boiled in a big cauldron in the temple complex. So after that was all happened, then and the whatever part of the shlumim is getting boiled that needs to get boiled is happening. So then the Nazir cuts all the hair on the top of their head. They put that hair underneath the pot with the boiling shlumim, so in that fire. And then, at that point, they're basically done. Okay, they're done, meaning that they've concluded their Naziris entirely. It's all over. Now they're back to normal life. Okay, the truth is, we'll see in our Mishnah, that the halacha is that once any blood from any of the three korbanos reach the Mizbeach, that's called Zrika, application of the blood, for any of those three korbanos, so then already the restrictions of Naziris are lifted, even though the Tiglachas HaTahara has not been concluded, so there's more that has to get done, but in the meanwhile, the Nazir returns to normal life. Okay, that's important for our Mishnah. The other procedure where the Nazir is bringing korbanos, and cutting hair, is the Tiglachas HaTuma, when the Nazir was exposed to Tumas Meis, corpse Tuma, in the middle of their commitment. So what happens then is they're Tuma like any other person, meaning they need to become Tahor first, and the Tahara process for someone who's exposed to corpse Tuma includes being sprinkled on the third and seventh day of that procedure, of that process, with the Mechatas, the Paraduma water, that's the ashes of the burned Paraduma and spring water sprinkled on him. And then after the sprinkling on day seven, the Tami person goes to the mikvah. After they come out of the mikvah at nightfall, they're Tahor entirely, and they can start again. And in the case of the Nazir, at that point, on the eighth day, the Nazir would bring three korbanos, three different korbanos from the Tiglachas HaTahara. The korbanos that a Tiglachas HaTuma procedure requires are two birds, either Bnei Yonah or a Tur, and then also One's a chatas, one's an ola, and then also a male sheep as an asham, a guilt offering, the asham for the nazir. Okay, and after that, The haircutting of the top of the hair, if I didn't say it, happens after they go to the mikvah on the seventh day, but prior to the korbanos. That's a normal, proper procedure. Okay, so in any case, so that's the Tiglachas HaTumah. Now, again, our mission wants to figure out when is the deadline for the husband to cancel his wife's Nizirus. So the Mishnah says inside, Nizrak Aleha Echad Min Hadamim. If blood of any of the three of her offerings has been applied to the wall of the Mizbeach, the altar, so then, Enu Yachol Lafer, the husband is no longer able to cancel his wife's vows anymore. Even though she still isn't done with her procedures, she has to still bring, you know, perhaps other karbanos. The normal, proper thing to do is to bring the chatas first for the Tiglachas HaTahara, and we're talking here about a Tiglachas HaTahara specifically. So, but it doesn't have to be. And meaning, b'di'evet, it's not ma'akev. If it's an ola or if it's a shlamim blood, it's all going to be, once any of those three reach the mizbeach, she now, the restrictions of her naziris are lifted, even though she has to bring two more korbanos and still shave her hair. Okay, so the Mishnah here holds that once any of the blood reaches the mizbeach of any of the korbanos, the restrictions are lifted. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, we'll see later on, and the halacha. So therefore, once that's happened, he no longer can cancel her naziris. Why? Because since she's not restricted now from drinking wine anymore, there's no more inui nefesh. And therefore, whatever her neder still requires her to do, let's say bring two more korbanos and cut her hair, and that's not inui nefesh, and therefore the husband has no rights anymore to cancel her vow, so it's too late. Now Rabbi Kiva disagrees, but he's Rabbi Kiva Omer afilu nishchata leha achas mukala behemos enu yochol lahafer. Rabbi Kiva says, if you're in the middle, even if you just did shchita, the slaughtering of one of these animals, but prior to the application of the blood, it's already too late. Now Rabbi Kiva agrees in principle with what we said before, that the what lifts the restrictions of Naziris is the application of one of the bloods, and that would also make the Inui Nefesh go away, and therefore Midoraisa, he agrees the same rules should apply, period. However, he says there's a rabbinic injunction here. The rabbinic injunction is we're concerned, or we're forbidding, if the woman brought a chatas offering, and then they did the shechita, the slaughtering of the offering. Even if the blood hasn't been brought, if the husband would now cancel his wife's nazirus, so that chatas couldn't be brought anymore, because you can't bring a chatas for someone who's not a nazir, if it's a chatas is nazir, and you can't bring in a voluntary chatas either. And therefore, the dead animal now will have to just be burned outside of the temple complex, and it goes to waste. And the destruction of kachim like that is disallowed by the rabbi, it's not appropriate, and therefore the Rabbi Kiva holds, once that first animal is enshechted, is ready, now you can't cancel the vow of Naziris, because it would cause the loss of the korban, of the chatas, and that's a din derabanan. Truth is, Rabbi Kiva, although he says, achas mikola behemos, enu yachol lahafer, any of the three animals, what he means is, achas means one of, and it's specifically the one called the chatas, because if it was an ola or shlamim, so the ola and shlam offerings can be brought as voluntary offerings, voluntary burnt offering, voluntary peace offering, and therefore it wouldn't end up having to be burned outside and go to waste, and therefore Rabbi Kiva would agree that there's no rabbinic restriction on canceling a wife's vow after the slaughter of the ola or the chata, of the ola or the shlam. But the chatas, there would be. Now, B'medavar Amorim says the Mishnah, when does this apply? We're talking here about B'tiglachas HaTahara, the concluding procedure for a Nazir who's completed their whole term. So this woman completed her whole term, and now she's just wrapped things up after 30 days, let's say. Avo B'tiglachas HaTumah, but wait, if we're talking about the interim T'glachas HaTumah, where the woman was exposed to a corpse tumah, and she's basically going to bring korbanos and start again, so then Yafer, so then he certainly can cancel it, even after the blood of some has been brought to the Mizbeach, because he can say, listen, even if she's brought korbanos but hasn't shaved her hair yet, he can say, Shu yachol lomar, if she be'isha menuvelis, he says, I am not interested in having a wife who's been degraded, debased, which would mean that she is, you know, she is still going to have to not drink wine. So therefore, that's the usual case of Inui Nefesh situation. And therefore, any instance she's going to, normally, if a woman does her Teglachas Hatuma, when she finishes the procedure, she has to now do her Nazirus all over again. So the point is, anywhere in the process here, you can say, no, stop, I don't want her to have to be a Nazira, because that would mean Inui Nefesh, restrictions of wine further on. Okay? Now, Rebbe, he disagrees, and Rebbe Omer, Af b'teglachas ha-tahara yafer. Rebbe Yehud Nasi says, even in the teglachas ha-tahara, the concluding procedure, even after blood is made it to the Mizbeach and so on, and the restrictions of drinking have been lifted, still, Shu Yachol Lomar, he can still be Yafer, he can still cancel her Naziris. Why? There's no longer an issue of Inui Nefesh, but there still is the issue of Beino Levena, their relationship, because he can say, yes, she's not restricted in terms of drinking wine, but she still has to cut her hair, and I don't want her to cut her hair. She, Hu Yachol Lomar, if she Beisha Mugulachas. I'm not interested in a wife who's had her hair cut, meaning that it's an issue of, not that she's got Inui Nefesh, but that he's not attracted to her. And that being the case, he can use the Beino Levena card to cancel her nether, and that's Rebbe's opinion. The Tanakhama disagrees with that. Tanakhama holds it's not that big a deal because she can always wear a wig, and if she wears a wig, she won't be so undesirable. Rebbe says yes, she will, and it's no substitute. So therefore, you have that machlokas. The halacha is not like Rebbe. In other words, so that the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Halacha is also not like Rebbe Akiva. So the point is like the Tanakhama, that the deadline is blood being applied only from a Teglachas HaTahara offering, Teglachas HaTuma, we're in mid-process, and even after the blood's been offered, even though she has still cut her hair, he no longer can say, I don't want her to cut her anymore, because she can always wear a wig, which doesn't make her that, doesn't mess up the relationship that significantly. That's the halacha.